Yeah, that's right. Good morning, everybody. And that's what you're listening to right now. RTR FM 92.1. This is Saturday Jazz. And I've been here since 9 a.m. and I'm sticking around till 11. And I've just got a lovely surprise. A wonderful local homegrown jazz musician has just popped in the studio to have a little chit-chat with me about his upcoming album launch and gigging down in the Jazz by the Bay. We have on the mic this morning Adam Hall. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. That's really fantastic.
That's very nice of you.
Now, you were gigging last night too, so yeah. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty good.
You're not too tired.
No, it's pretty good. Yeah, it was a busy week last week, but this week, I suppose we still call it, but we played probably, I was just counting actually, we played 14 shows this week, so.
Whoa, really?
That's a lot.
Where were they?
Through the Southwest, actually. We were performing for Music Aviva, doing some concert tour there, and then we're going to carry on doing that from Monday. We're going to continue through Margaret River and, and we've been doing that. And then we also tried to squeeze in some shows in Perth as well. So we're busy, busy. Good times.
Yeah, busy's good, right?
Mm,
and, we were actually having a bit of a discussion about that, how, you know, you are a full-time professional jazz musician. You've made a total career of it.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know, definitely. Any advice out there to young Whopper students and people that really, you know?
I think the important thing is to understand the business and become as enthusiastic as you possibly can be about understanding the business, understanding who is in charge of the business and who books the gigs and how do they book them and what sort of things do they look for in terms of presentation. I don't mean in terms of having to change your style or having to change what you do musically. I just mean in terms of understanding what, who are the venue owners and how do they work and how do they book. And then once you've done that, understanding a little bit about social media and how that works. But the main thing is just make sure that whatever you do, it's just you that comes across every time you play. The harder you work at it, the more lucky you get. It's amazing how the harder I've worked, the better opportunities you get. It doesn't seem like it could be true, but it is actually. The more I've worked and the harder I've worked, the more, you know, seeing jazz festivals and Mardi Gras festivals in Belgium and street festivals in Berlin and stuff come calling and stuff because they see you doing good work and they monitor it over time. You'd be surprised how many people keep track of your career when you kind of think nobody's keeping track of it. So.
Well, I guess you'd know because when people turn up and come and see you, they must be keeping track. And the name of your band is?
Velvet Playboys.
The Velvet Playboys. Mm. And they consist of?
We have three horns and then three rhythm section, but a wonderful saxophone player, Mark, can also play guitar as well, so we can become a four-piece rhythm section as well. Wonderful Adrian Galante plays clarinet and piano, so there's a few multi-instrumentalists in there. Kate Pass on the bass, Bronte Ainsworth on the drums, and Anthony Dottos on the trombone. And myself and Mark Turner are the singers out the front trying to have a good time and trying to inject everybody else with that good time too.
Exactly, and people feel that energy when they just come and watch you. And, you know, your swing style, so you have people coming also to dance that are from swing schools. And
that definitely happens. We have a varied music sort of appreciation. We do a lot of swing stuff, but we also, the CD launch, for instance, that we're doing is more soul music. It's almost no swing stuff. We have a little bit of a crossover song there that I think you're going to play in a second, but
I love it about jazz, how, you know, you can just take a tune essentially, although that artist that wrote that tune,
I
won't say his name,
course,
right now, but he loved jazz
and
so it does have it fundamental.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you know, most music, in fact, that's one of the things that we were talking to a lot of the students about this week, was just a lot of music is related to each other.
Yeah,
it's not this music over there and that music over there. There's a lot of influence was taken from very varied and different places. And so in a lot of cases, when people think they've come up with a new sound, it's not actually a new sound. It's actually an old sound that's been repurposed. And
I like that way. Now, what's coming up for you, Adam?
Oh, lots of things. So,
well, how about we just keep it to, you know, like, because you've got obviously something very important happening next Friday,
first of June. So we're playing at the Astor Theatre next Friday.
Because it's...
doing a CD launch with Richard Jackson and Q Sound. They're both American artists.
Are they flying in for the launch?
Yeah, they're flying in. So they'll be in from Wednesday or Thursday to do a little bit of promotion and stuff. And then basically we just go straight into the shows. And then the day after, we've also got a show with the same group down at Old Broadwater Farm.
Mm-hmm. And that's for Jazz in the Bay, right?
Jazz by the Bay, yeah. So they're going to be headlining down there. I'll be headlining with them. And, it's all going well. The tickets are selling really well for both shows. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do people get tickets for these events?
Yeah, so the Jazz by the Bay is like almost sold out, so you probably want to get pretty quick on that.
Would that be to go to jazzbythebay.com.au or would they go to your website?
I think you can either look at our website. Mm-hmm. It's called the Piano Box Jazz Bar and it's at Old Broadwater Farm. So you can either contact Old Broadwater Farm directly and they'll obviously help you out. But... and you can actually, the links there are actually, and also it does explain fully what the actual event is. There's food and there's drink and there's, and it's more of a jazz club. And the Astor Theatre, of course, is Ticketek. So you go through Ticketek and you look up Adam
Fantastic.
Hall and you'll find us 1st of June.
Fantastic. Look, thanks for coming in. We're going to close. Thanks so much for coming and having a quick chat.
Oh, thanks.
You know, beautiful. So I'm going to play this number that you sent me. It's from your new album. Your new album is called?
Satisfied.
Oh, I like that title. I wish we all were. But this number is very famous. I love it. My eyes lit up when I saw it because this artist that you've taken from was a legend.
One of the good ones, yeah.
George Michael. And he wrote this tune, Faith. And I'm so pleased that you have put your love into this tune.
Oh,
thank you,
thank
Adam
you very
Hall,
much.
So much for popping into the studio.
Appreciate you.
And take good care.
Okay.
This is Faith, Adam Hall. Enjoy.